Unprotected Sets captures the energy of a live comedy show and brings it directly to your ears. Part stand-up, part interview. You'll get an inside scoop into the tragically funny lives and minds of rising star comics. Real, raw, and funny. It's Unprotected Sets.
I was eating sushi a few weeks ago with my little hipster friend Dylan. Apparently I break every single rule of eating sushi. So every time I'd go to take a bite, he's like, whoa, don't mix the wasabi and the soy sauce together. That's really disrespectful to chef. At a certain point, I was like, dude, the chef is outside right now smoking a cigarette, yelling into his cell phone in Spanish. I think we can eat this sushi however the fuck we want. You know, I think my sushi came with a side of fries and a toy. So, I know that sounds pretty problematic. I just feel like this guy didn't have traditional in mind when he decided to open up a sushi restaurant in Central Texas and only play his Rihanna Club Mix playlist during the Jell-O Shot happy hour.
Hi.
Hi.
What are you doing?
I'm Daniel Webb, and I am a supreme, flaming, queer, fifth-generation Texan. And I'm a comic. I struggle with, do I have a like queer message with my stand-up? Like, is there a political intent to what I talk about and why? I am trying to change people's minds in that I want them to know that, like, we're here, we're queer, get used to it. You can't get rid of me or shut us up. Which is part of the reason I'm extra flamboyant on stage, because that's 8-year-old Daniel. Or that's Daniel after 2 whiskeys. Or that's the Daniel that somebody told to tone it down. So I think that's my one message, is that I just want to be this middle finger in the middle of it all.
Are you ready for your next comedian? Please welcome the hilarious Daniel Webb!
Oh my God.
Thank you. Oh my God. That's me. Oh my God. I'm so happy to be in Texas. I can't believe it. It's so nice to be back. Hi. Hi, Jones. It's good to see you. In case we haven't seen each other in a minute, nothing's changed. My dog still hates me, and I'm still in the closet. Let's go, people. Let's go. I'm a fifth-generation Texan. Thank you very much. Thank you. I know. That just means I have horse thieves in my family. That's it. That's it. But, like, yeah, I mean, for true, though, I grew up when George W. Bush was governor of Texas, people. I'm a child left behind. This is what it looks like. This is it. You know? I grew up in the 90s. My fourth grade teacher gave all of us our own Bible. That's illegal. Super illegal. She was crazy. I had good teachers, but, like, she's crazy. Like, this woman, on the very first day of school, because, like, what, in the fourth grade, you know, you're, like, 9 and 10 years old somewhere there, and on the very first day of school, we came into the classroom, and she goes, good morning, boys and girls. I'm Miss Adams, and I'm your new teacher, and the first thing I want you to learn from me is a proper introduction. And then the bitch goes, I'll go first. She goes, okay. She goes, good morning, boys and girls. I'm Miss Anders, and I have a BB bullet in my eye. And, like, sure as shit, she had this blue bullet, like, in her eye. And she tells us the story. Her brother shot her in the face. It happens. Bang. And, right? And the BB bullet went in her eye, and then it posed no medical threat, so they just left it there. Because it's Texas. Yeah, that's why. Fine, it's fine. And then the bullet disappears inside of her brain, right? And years later, it shows up again on this side, right? Guys, y'all have to remember, we're 9 years old and we've been in school for 5 minutes. We're like, you're in charge? What the fuck is going on? She was crazy. She was so crazy. I loved her. She would hold her chalk like a cigarette. That's a scandal. That is a scandal. When you're 10 years old and your teacher smokes, that is a fucking scandal. She would write on the board with it like it was a cigarette. She'd teach us like it was a cigarette. She's all, Daniel, what is 2 plus 2? It's a Virginia Slim. I don't know. She was so crazy. I loved her. She was she had really dark red hair. She had long red hair for an older woman. Really dark, beautiful dark red hair. And you know, like on Seinfeld, like Elaine kind of has like two hairstyles, right? There's like the oof, you know, and that bun, you know, or there's the oof and then the fall. And that's like, that's it. So my teacher had those two hairstyles, right? And then one day we get to class and like we just walk in and she's sitting there. And when I, okay, first of all, it's a red wig. And when I say red, I mean, it's like Ronald McDonald, like red wig. And she has the oof, and then she just set the wig on top of her hair. Grading papers, like everything's normal. So the bell rings, right? And like a bunch of idiots, we like all walk into the class, like nothing's happening. We sit down, and she goes, good morning, boys and girls. I am a good Christian woman, and I cannot lie to you. I am wearing a wig. Like, yeah, no shit, bullet face. We've got, we got your number. We know what's going on. She was crazy. She was crazy. I love watching sports. That's my favorite thing. I know I don't look like it, but like I don't like to play sports. I like to watch sports. You know, like I throw a football like I'm giving a high five. It just doesn't, that doesn't work. I quit baseball as a child because the sun was in my eyes. Do all 8-year-olds put up with this? This is awful. It was awful. I played on a co-ed team. That should tell you everything. And I... One time, the only place they would ever put me was on shortstop. It's like where young queers go to die. And I was sassing the fuck out of shortstop, right? I had my hands on my hips. I had my glove out. I was like humming along to the latest Celine Dion song. You know, I'm just having a great time. And the girl at bat hit the ball and it just went zoo and landed in my glove. I looked at it and I looked at my mom because this had never happened before. I was like, what do I do? My mom goes, throw it! And so I just threw it back at the bitch that sent it to me, you know? the umpire was like, out? It's like, so bad. Sports are fun. I like watching sports. Like, I'm always sad when World Cup's over. I'm so glad Iran won the fight, right? They were the hottest team, right? They won, right? Did anybody see the Iranian team? I'll Akbar. I will convert to anything for those people. It's like, my God, I will do whatever. It's my favorite sport of all time is synchronized diving. Do you people watch that shit? It's insane. It's nuts. Get a drug and then watch that shit. It's really fun. Any drug works. But it's like, okay, so I love it because it's like mathematical and it's nuts and it's kind of regional, sort of racist and fun. I just love, because like the Chinese are the best, easily. The Chinese are fucking nuts. It's like these two people, they walk up to the thing, jump off the thing and they're all together. Tight, 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 tight. They hit the water. No splash. No splash. Right? Communism works right there. I believe it. I believe. It's crazy. And then, like, the French are fun. I love the French because they're beautiful. Like, nobody cares. So the French, they walk up to the thing, jump off, they light a cigarette. They're mildly anti-American. Splash! You know, it's fun. I love it. My favorite are really the Russians. The Russians are so good because they're just, like, huge and gorgeous and steel and cold and ice and hot and just everything. They walk up to the thing. They jump off together. They're all burly. Jump off the thing. And then they pull out a laptop. They hack into our elections. And then they rig it, rig it, rig it, rig it, rig it. No splash! Isn't that weird? Isn't that weird? My God.
Growing up in North Texas, you have really conservative, you have really religious, lot of kind of older white people. And being a royally effeminate young man, the old men and the baseball coaches are not hospitable to young gay men in the 80s and the 90s. And as like a teenager trying to fit in North Texas, the go-to was to kind of butch it up because if you weren't straight, it was a problem. People would judge you. And when you're a kid, you're a little girl. And then when you grow up, or you're a teenager, you're a fag. I always wanted to get away from it. I didn't feel unwelcome, but I didn't feel welcome. In all of that, I feel really lucky. I have really cool parents. I was like this effeminate little kid who was Carmen Miranda in the fourth grade talent show, and my mom got the dress for me. With my dad, I think there were times where he felt kind of obligated to steer me towards the masculine. He used to drive me to baseball, and I bitched on the way there all the time, and I bitched on the way home. I hated it. I just hated it. It was hot. None of the guys were my friends because I was the fucking fairy on the field who couldn't catch or throw or do anything useful. I don't think either one of us, my father or me, knew what we were doing there, but I think he was just trying to get me in with, like, some guys. Austin's liberal. Austin's a really liberal place. So I moved to Austin 2 weeks after I graduated high school. I was in 3 bands. I was like, oh man, I'm home. And then one day, every band broke up. And so I just started stand-up. One of my friends who's a comedian, and he did open mics here and other places, and he was like, you're really fun to watch, you should do stand-up. And I mean, I trust him, so I just started doing that. The first time I did stand-up was scary, of course. I did it in half drag. It was mainly just a shit ton of gay jokes, because I feel like that's what every homosexual comedian talks about for the first few years, was just like, anal, 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 and then you kind of break through that. I think I'm really lucky to have started stand-up in Austin, Texas. People are free to be themselves, talk about whatever the hell they want. And I think that's really good for me, you know what I mean?
I swear to God, I miss Texas all the time. I moved to Los Angeles. I'm happy I live in Los Angeles. I do. I mean, it's like hard to be away from friendly people, you know, but like out there, I don't know if anybody knows this. LA is run by teenagers. I don't know if anybody knows this secret, but it's run by teenagers. I had to explain to an agent who Ralph Nader was. Yeah. And then I just turned to dust. And I was gone, bitch. I was gone. It's hard. Like, I'm 36. I'm proud to be 36. It's fine. I don't worry, with my clothes off, I look 46. But like, out there, people are just insane. You know what I mean? It's like to say you're like, I'm a 36-year-old person. It's like, I may as well just say I'm a payphone. People are like, what is that? I don't get it. It's like, never heard of it. I'm like, I'm 36. Fuck. Right? You know, but I mean, like, I feel young. You know, I know who MGMT is. You know, I feel like I'm him. I got it. I'm down. You know, California's fun. Weed is legal in California. No, it's dangerous. Put your hands down. Dangerous. It's awful. I ate an edible and went to Target and bought a lava lamp for $5.99. And like, I got home and like sobered up and was too embarrassed to take it out of the box. I was just like, it's so fun out there. I mean, it is a really fun time. Everything's crazy out there. I've lived there for like a year, people, and my car has been towed 3 times. 3 times. And I was in an Uber, and the Uber driver pulled a gun on somebody. I know. I was like, am I in a movie? I love Hollywood. I love Hollywood. I do. I have no business holding a gun, people. Me holding a gun looks about as natural as me penetrating a woman. I'm just, you know. Bang. It doesn't work. It never works. It does. I just have to wave my finger around. Get the fuck out of my house. You better get away from me. And I was like, no gun. No gun. My God. I'm not afraid of guns. I'm not. I'm from Texas, whatever. But it's like, I am afraid of stupid people, y'all, okay? And it's like, people, Texas is 49th in education, okay? 49th? We beat Mississippi, you assholes. Mississippi! It's like beating a maxi pad in a spelling bee, you know? It's like meaningless. It is so meaningless. I don't know. Jesus. When the guy pulled the gun, my Uber driver pulled, I was going to call the cops, but he was so sexy. So I let it slide. It was great. I don't know. I have fun out there. Like, it's crazy out there. It's fun to do comedy out there. It was always, like, beautiful. It's a strange place to live. I have no job. I have no job. I have no job. Like, for Mother's Day, I gave my mom garlic bread. I was like, I have no job. I have no job. I have no job. I have no job. I don't have a job. I mean, I am looking for a job. I've been Googling things, you know? And I Googled when to use a comma, and I discovered I don't know anything about anything. I don't know anything. I have no job. It's just like insane. I don't have a college education, so I'm not educated enough to donate sperm. Stay in school, people. Like, stay in school. No job. And like, yeah, I got fired as a dog walker. People, I'm 36. I was like, okay, I can't pick up shit. Great, what's next? I was like, I did extra work on this TV show that I'm not legally allowed to talk about, but it's Westworld. It's that show, Westworld. Nah, fuck that show. They are rude people. Fuck those people. I was like, a whole bunch of extras. Like, there's like 9,000 of us, right? And they're like, all of y'all need to run up that hill. And this one actress goes, I mean, are we scared? Are we nervous? Are we excited to be? Why are we running up the hill? And some 20-year-old PA goes, because I told you to. I just walked away. I was like, bitch, you had that coming. Don't ask questions. Don't ask stupid questions. We all had a Nutri-Grain bar in 12 hours. Anyway, and so I love, like, it's fun for me. You know what I mean? It's so fun because, I didn't enjoy it because, first of all, they cast me as a Confederate soldier, which is ridiculous. Rude. And Second, the prop guy gave me a real gun. He goes, well, there you go. And like, I horsed around with that for 20 seconds, and he took it away from me. Right? He gave me a rubber knife and told me to, quote, not swish it around so much. You can't talk to me like that. It's pride, motherfucker. No job. No fucking job. When I started stand-up, it went great. And then one time I was hosting a show in this room. First show went great. Second show, almost empty. Nobody's here. We're standing outside. And like seven dudes, huge jacked guys, right? It's a bachelor party. They have custom-made t-shirts, which is so gay. I don't know straight guys that get married and make like fucking shirts for themselves. And they all had AK-47s on them. It was terrifying. And when I say they were the only guys in the show, that was it. It was the three people on stage, the bartender, and these dudes. And they didn't let me have an inch. It was just seven dudes just not laughing at me because I think they think that makes them gay. 10 minutes on stage, hated me. But then I worked at a restaurant and Obama was in town. The president's coming in, I'm the cashier girl at this restaurant, and Barack Obama comes up to me, we finish our transaction, he's signing the receipt, and I go, equal rights for gay people. And he goes, are you gay? And I go, only when I'm having sex. And then I just froze, and we're both looking at each other, and he's dying. He's laughing his ass off. And he's like, come on, man, that's cool. And then we did that, and a zillion cameras went off. And within 24 hours, I was international news. I made the leader of the free world laugh. He meets lots of people every day. And if you look back at the video and the pictures of it, like, I got him. It gave me a lot of confidence in stand-up. And I was like, well, fuck, I didn't choose to make my lifestyle or my personality or anything about me a political device. I didn't weaponize my existence. I didn't choose to be gay, you know, or whatever. It's like, it just is what it is. I'm not the one who has a problem with it.
I miss Texas all the time, people. I miss it, like, because I'm in California. It's so fucking weird out there, you know what I mean? Except I already, like, once I was standing at a stoplight and I saw Jennifer Lopez drive up in her car. I know, and I had a bunch of rosé. So then I, like, looked at her and I said, you would be nothing without Selena. That's right. Is she here tonight? You know? Mayo Wistes, Jennifer Lopez, you know, I don't know, right? I wanna see them and be like, tú y tus nalgas planas pueden ir al infierno si piensas puedes tocar la corona de la reina de Tejana. Right? La reina de todos sus sueños y todos sus hijos de Corpus Christi, right? That bitch, I love her, my God. I don't know, I just see her, I'm like, vete al the infierno de Hollywood, Jennifer Lopez, right? Donde puedes tener sexo grosso, come. Ben Affleck, Mark Antony, E. Poof, Daddy. Vete Jennifer Lopez, right? Yeah, I love it. It's like, that bitch could just go to Hollywood. She could, you know, llamar la mierda y si se says musica, right? Because it's like, yeah, bitch, yo puedo lip sync también, okay? My God. I did like Pride in LA. It's very different because Pride, I think, is like more important places like Texas, you know what I mean? Because like right now, today, right now, Capitol's right fucking there. Governor, Lieutenant Governor, Attorney General, all those people, GOP platform, right now. Gay conversion therapy. That's insane. Like, it's insane. It's illegal in California. It's nuts. And what? I mean, can you imagine, like, a room full of gay men trying to be converted? That poor teacher. Right? You know, just a, ladies, lesson number one. Just how to drink from a straw without looking like you're sucking a dick. No. Failed. We all failed. Failed that shit. Right? I mean, good luck. Oh, and like lesbian conversion therapy? Good fucking luck with that, right? Are you kidding me? It is hard enough to teach a lesbian good penmanship, let alone how to fuck a man, okay? stroke victims have better form. I don't know. My God. It's just crazy. But it's important. You know, here it's important in L.A. They've been gay for 100,000 years. You know what I mean? It was on Pride in Los Angeles that I saw a man lip sync to Britney Spears' Toxic with his asshole. And I did not know I was going to see that day, you know? It was like, it was a miracle. And y'all, I know, it's like if we're busy incarcerating orphans at the border, like a man doing a lip sync to Britney Spears' Toxic with his asshole does seem tone deaf. I get it, you know? But it was amazing. It was like one of these things. I was like, he is coordinated. It was crazy. I bet he has a job. Right? Very talented. I'm looking for a job. What am I fair? I just watch television all day. That's it. And I'm just addicted to the news. It makes me crazy. Like, and I hate the people like, it's fake news. I'm like, oh, did something happen on Teen Mom? Like, what did I miss? It makes me nuts. I'm addicted to the news. The news is fun. Do you know? I mean, like, guys, right now, it is hurricane season. Right now. Do you know that? That's the most fun I've ever had. Like, because, you know, like, no matter what the hurricane, like, you know, hurricane 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, whatever the category, like, every news station in the world sends their poor weatherman to the middle of the storm, and they tie that son of a bitch to a tree, right? He goes on live television. He goes, I'm Bert McKinney, said it. I'm coming to you live from the middle of a hurricane, right? And then a mailbox flies into his fucking face. And the news anchor in the studio always goes up super bitchy, right? She's always like, stay dry, Bert. Bert's dead, you bitch. Dead. God. See, the news is fun. I love the news. I love when shit goes wrong. Does anybody watch the Spanish channel, Canal Azteca? Anybody? Yes! Yes, yes. I love Canal Azteca. It's the only news station in the world where the news is just videos of UFOs or footage of these Guatemalan police officers wrestling a llama. Like, I saw it. The llama went down. It was insane. I just love it. And the news anchor is always just some, like, juicy woman with her areolas hanging out. Like, y'all, it's fun. I love, years ago, do you remember at the Super Bowl when Janet Jackson flashed her nipple? Mm-hmm. It was a Spanish channel that zoomed in. And reversed it. It was like, it was fucking magic, people. It was magic. So magical. The news is fun. See, I love the news. I do. I will say, I mean, I do think the president has ruined the news, but I don't talk about the president. I don't say a word about him because it's like my mama always said, you know, if you don't have anything nice to say about a bitch, don't say anything at all, you know? I mean, I will say that he looks like a full-grown Zika baby, but that's it. You know, that's it. That's easy. I hate that family. I hate Donald Trump Jr. He's a physical conundrum, right? How can a man with no chin have a double chin?
It's impossible!
It is! It's fucking impossible. But I will say this, people. If, like, anybody thinks that, like, President Mike Pence is any kind of option, if you would impeach this guy and think he's next, it's like, you think it's hard for a gay man to have an abortion now. Wait till that son of a bitch becomes president. You know, that's like impossible. And I don't like Mike Pence because he looks angry, right? You know, he looks like a penis that's about to explode. Right? Right? He looks like someone who would be a dick because he showed up to Chili's and his to-go order wasn't ready on time. Right? He always looks like that. Mike Pence looks like a trans person just walked into his bathroom, you know? I hate him. He just looks like a power bottom, right? Don't we all think that? I think that Mike Pence looks totally gay. Yes, he does. He absolutely. When he walked out of that football game because the players were taking a knee, that was the gayest thing I've ever seen. I am living. Like, that's some grade A faggot ass material right there, people. I was like, y'all, that's how I behave, you know? That's what I'm like. When I had too much rosé one day and I saw Jennifer Lopez in the middle of the intersection, I said, you'd be nothing without Selena. And then I realized it wasn't Jennifer Lopez at all. Oh my God, thanks everybody. My name is Daniel Webb. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
One more time, please, for Daniel Webb.
I feel like stand-up is one of the few times you can actually say stuff and get away with it. I don't think it's about activism. I think it's about neutralizing the situation. This is home. I mean, I love California and Los Angeles, and hopefully Cher will let me move into her house one day. But I think it's vital to still be a loud political voice in Texas. A lot of my heroes are from here and did that, and I like to carry on that tradition. The Capitol building is about a mile away, and I'm gonna be the screechiest queen. And they're gonna hear every fucking word I say.